It's a super black lunar Valentine's Day weekend. I know it sounds like a mouthful, but look how Barbieheimer took off. We're just acknowledging the convergence of several events. The Super Bowl, Black History Month, Lunar New Year, and pre-Valentine's weekend. What that means for you is a lot of options. We should start with the Super Bowl because that happens on Sunday. And in case you've been underground for the last year, you know that Taylor Swift is expected to be there. The Grammy-winning billionaire is the current girlfriend of Kansas City Chiefs player Travis Kelce, who happens to be the brother of Philadelphia Eagle Jason Kelce, who may or may not be retiring. While you wouldn't think the city would care this much since the Eagles, well, stumbled in their quest to return to the big dance, there are enough Super Bowl watching parties in town that you'd think our Kelce was playing. There's one at the downtown Marriott at Brooklyn Bowl and at other venues around town. You can find that info on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Valentine's Day celebrates romantic love, but in the past few years, women have created a new way to enjoy the holiday by reclaiming it as Galentine's Day. That's when you show love and appreciation to all the great women in your life. The Delaware Valley is embracing it with several celebrations. You can create friendship bracelets and flower arrangements at the Galentine's Day event at Monotony Steelworks in Ardmore on Saturday, or head to the cocktails and candle making class at Sister Scents also on Saturday. There are many more to choose from, and yep, you can find them on our website. We gon' be all right, we gon' be all right. The Philadelphia Museum of Art's Black History Celebration happens on Friday, one of many throughout this month. Their event includes a tour of the works of black artists and a performance by Rashid Zakat. It's a Pay What You Wish event starting at 8 p.m. Lunar New Year kicks off on Friday with the Philadelphia Suns, who start the festivities at 10 p.m. leading up to the New Year's Eve parade at midnight starting at 10th and Spring Street. On Saturday at the Rail Park, another celebration gets started at 1 p.m. and on Sunday at 11 a.m. there's a New Year's Day parade. From parades to a plunge. It's the annual Polar Plunge taking place at Citizens Bank Park benefiting the Special Olympics. Registrants can opt for Saturday's noon plunge, open to all, or join the cool schools and business lunch plunges on Friday starting at 9 a.m. As the weather is expected to warm up for the weekend, it may not be as polar as planned, but it's still a fun time for a good cause. Remember the movie Mrs. Doubtfire, starring the late Robin Williams as a divorced father who poses as his children's nanny to spend more time with them? The stage version follows the same plot, but with music. It opens this week at the Academy of Music going through February 18th. Tonight at Union Transfer, DJ Shadow hits the turntables, samplers, and drums in support of his latest album, Action Adventure. Progressive DJing will showcase the vast range of electronic music at his show. It starts at 8 p.m. If I've been waiting all night, out of nowhere. Across town on Saturday, Alt 104.5 hosts its Winter Jawn at Xfinity Live. It's a free outdoor concert featuring performances by The Maine, a special acoustic set by Matt Quinn of Mount Joy, Reed Streets on the 1 and 2s, and more. Even though the show is free, you still have to download tickets, which you can do online. The All Ages show gets started at noon. Yeah. You know what they say about love? If it's not like 90s R&B, you don't want it. The 90s kind of love party recreates some of the ballads that made those years so great with performances by local musicians. It's on Friday at World Cafe Live starting at 8 p.m. We believe in love and in great weekends and are hopeful you can combine the two. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday. If you missed anything or want to hear more, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.